Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. The weather all week, pretty much the same. 60s and 70s to get us started. Not uncomfortable in the mornings, but then into the mid-90s by the afternoon and downright hot as we continue to deal with summer conditions, afternoons and evenings here in southeast Louisiana. There was a lot of debate and discussion, not only here in Louisiana, but in a number of other states that have adopted voucher programs that allow private school students to get funding from public school budgets. And the idea is that if the public schools are not working for parents and students, why not take the money that the government has to fund education, give it to the parents, and let them send their kids to private schools? Well, the opponent said this will destroy public schools. Has it? Well, Gabriel Olivier is a graduate student in the Department of Economics at Tulane University and has done some research on it. Gabriel, thanks for joining us here on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you looked into this, not only here in Louisiana, but in other states that now offer these voucher programs that allow parents to send kids to private school with public dollars. And what did you find?
Yes. So we looked at universal voucher programs across the nation. So the 11 that went into effect 2021 to 2024. And basically what we found is that there are small enrollment gains, right, 3-4% of private school enrollment, and an increase in tuition in response to vouchers. Additionally, we found that the sort of normal private school you should have in your mind is likely a lot smaller and cheaper than you'd think, maybe about 30 students at tuition, about $5,000 a year.
So there's not been an overwhelming shift in where kids go to school because of these private vouchers that are available in a number of states now.
No, the universal vouchers definitely did not seem to be, you know, at this point, massively changing the way that students are enrolled, for sure.
Why is that? Well, if so many states and so many advocates were singing the praises of this, and we know we heard it here in Louisiana now for years and years through a number of governors, why has it not caught on and been more successful in allowing students to go to private schools with public dollars?
Well, I think there are several reasons, the biggest of which being that there might be, you know, concerns that these programs will stick around, right? Having your students switch schools, and then in a lot of states, these programs are pretty controversial, so they don't want to lose that funding and then maybe lose, have to switch back midstream. Also, students might not want to, or families might not want to switch their students in, you know, the middle of their education. They might wait till something like eighth grade or, you know, entering kindergartners. And then I think in general, we really need to think about which schools are accepting these voucher kits as well.
So only about 3% of the public school students are now going to private schools on vouchers. I think a lot of people expected these programs to be more successful and grow more quickly, but it is interesting that folks are concerned about how political winds blow and whether or not they should participate in these programs, not knowing how long they'll last. I hadn't really ever considered that as being a concern amongst parents. But where is the money going? So with this 3%, you said we have to take a look at which private schools are benefiting from this. Which ones are they?
So it seems to be smaller schools that are probably cheaper than you would have expected. And then these tend to be clustering in like non-Catholic religious schools. However, just a little bit of an addendum, that 3% is of existing private school enrollment. So it's not 3% of public school students. It's
so private school enrollment grew by 3% as a result of vouchers.
Yes, sir. And so right now it seems like the lion's share of the money in these universal vouchers is going to students who already attended private schools.
So they were already there. They're already paying for private school. Now they get a voucher so they don't any longer have to pay for it, taking advantage of the program, getting benefits from the program, but really nothing changing in terms of where those students are going to school.
Yes, exactly.
That is interesting that people had already made the decision that we're going to bite the bullet and pay for it anyway are the ones more likely to take advantage of this. Has this been something that promoters of vouchers have identified and are doing anything to try and find ways to get more people to take advantage of these programs?
So in terms of whether they've identified whether, you know, existing private school students are going to be taking up the vouchers, it's definitely something they're aware of. However, the intent of all these programs, and, you know, especially the LA Gator, which is not going to be, you know, universal to start, but the intent is to move universal. And then in terms of spurring enrollment, I think one of the hopes is that as time goes by, maybe more people learn about the program, maybe it gets a little bit easier to do through the application progress, our process. But I think they're just hoping that these effects will sort of progress.
When we come back, what does the future look like for voucher programs here in Louisiana and across the country? Are they going to continue to flourish and grow? Will they see private school enrollment grow more than this 3%? Or is this about where we're at? And is it going to ruin public education as opponents had feared? We'll talk more about that after this on WWL. Vouchers. Letting parents use private education by taking their public tax dollars from the state to fund that tuition. Opponents had said letting parents take the public school money would ruin public education, and others feared sending more public school students to private school would be detrimental to private education. Did we find evidence of either of those things happening? Well, let's ask Gabriel Olivier, a graduate student in the Department of Economics at Tulane, who studied vouchers. Gabriel, has this been the ruin of public and or private education, as some feared?
So right now, it doesn't look like there were very many students induced to switch, you know, from public schools to private schools because of the vouchers. So I think as for right now, there's not a lot of evidence of, you know, public school budgets being broken. However, these programs are very, very expensive. They are just generally coming from other state appropriations. The idea, though, is that these are definitely short-term effects. As people become more aware of the programs, as they get better at being administrated, we might see more of a take-up, right? But I think it's important to think about, like, what's something very different between private and public education is that private schools can, you know, select which students they want to admit, right? So I think there's a question of, you know, which schools are going to want to admit students, new public school switchers from these vouchers? Will it be these prestigious schools, or will it be, you know, schools that need the money, right? And one thing I think holding back is holding back large effects in the public school sphere is that, you know, in Louisiana, we have a nationally high percentage, but it's only about 15% of students attend a private school, right? So I don't think they can, you know, if this went to 30% of Louisiana students, I don't think schools could, you know, bear that. They can't just double in size. So the question is will more schools open? What kind of schools will they be? Will they be for profit? There's a lot of questions surrounding that as we go forward.
So a lot of unknowns that you weren't able to analyze. Anything else you can share with us that your research did find as we look at whether or not vouchers will be a part of the plan going forward?
One thing I think is very important that we found in our study is that tuition seems to be going up everywhere since COVID. pretty substantially. And obviously COVID makes sense as sort of, you know, the costs of educating students went up, but that does not seem to have slowed down in the post-COVID years, right? And then I think really what we need to weigh here and what people will be weighing as we go forward, you know, is supporters are saying we're wanting increased access to private education, more parental choice, hopefully more competition between schools and innovation. But on the opponent side, right, we have this public school funding debate, but also I think there's very good questions about like the separation of church and state and funding religious private education, a lack of regulation specifically around admissions and accountability for private schools, right? And then I think there are real concerns about, you know, how important do we think subsidizing high-income students who attend private schools already is, even before we get to whether vouchers are affecting students in a very positive way.
You know, it's interesting. You have a program that, politically speaking, was very popular, particularly in many right-leaning states like Louisiana, that it was a priority, that it was a campaigning issue, and it was a big deal. And there were debates and fights and these voucher programs now showing up all over the country. But interesting that you're finding similar results nationwide, that there just are not a lot of people when you get out of the political circles who are interested in making use of these vouchers unless their kids are already in private school. That's a very interesting finding.
Yes, I agree. I think it gives us a lot to think about, for sure.
Thank you. We sure appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Appreciate it. Gabriel Olivier, thanks for your research and thanks for sharing it with us here on WWL. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back, we're going to get Rafael Goyeneche in here from the Metro Crime Commission. The President of the United States said last week that within 2 weeks, he could clean up the crime problem in New Orleans with his plan to bring in National Guard and other federal assets. Over the weekend, we got leaked documents from the Pentagon that said 1,000 National Guard troops could be deployed to New Orleans to help in the fight against crime. So we'll ask Rafael Goyeneche, could 1,000 National Guard troops, essentially more than doubling the police presence in New Orleans, within 2 weeks, clean up the crime problem? We'll find out after the news. The President of the United States said last week that his plan to straighten out crime in New Orleans would take less than 2 weeks. Over the weekend, we got leaked documents from the Pentagon suggesting that they're considering sending 1,000 National Guard troops to New Orleans, along with other federal assets, to help fight crime. The president had said Memphis would be first and New Orleans would be second after sending troops into Washington, D.C., where he says he has successfully reduced crime to near zero in the nation's capital. Could this plan work? Would 1,000 National Guard troops allow massive reduction in just 2 weeks in crime in New Orleans? Rafael Goyeneche is the president and CEO of the Metro Crime Commission and joins us. Morning, Rafael.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think about 1,000 National Guard troops? We know that's not official. It's just something that we have learned from leaked considerations at the Pentagon. But what do you think about 1,000 National Guard troops coming to New Orleans? Would they be able to do what the president says and reduce crime dramatically in under 2 weeks?
So 1,000 extra bodies, I think it would have a dramatic effect. Now, New Orleans probably has more experience with the National Guard than many other cities around the country. You know, they come in on a regular basis for in the aftermath of hurricanes. We've seen the National Guard here for about 2.5 months earlier this year, starting right after the terror attack and running through the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. So their presence here, we took a look, the Crime Commission took a look at the reported violent crime rate in the city while they were here, and there weren't anywhere near 1,000 troopers. The incidents of violent crime were 8.6 per week. After they left, it went up to about 14.5.
So nearly doubling after the Guard left from that run from New Year's Day all the way through Mardi Gras.
Exactly. Now, you know, you need to understand, a lot of people just focus on what the National Guard doesn't do. And what they don't do is they don't respond to calls for service. That's the police department and the Louisiana State Police are going to be doing that. They're not going to investigate crime. That's going to be the responsibility of the police department and Louisiana State Police. They're not going to arrest people. But what they do do is that they're a support to the NOPD and the Louisiana State Police. They take some of the load off of those agencies, allowing the police department and the state police to do what they're very good at, and that's responding, investigating, and arresting. So the National Guard will be a visual deterrent. They will be, remember the role that they played during Mardi Gras? They were walking the parade routes in uniforms. They're a visual deterrent. In the French Quarter, when the Bourbon Street was on lockdown, pedestrians had to go in and they had to have their bag search. Well, that was the guardsmen that were doing that. Those weren't police officers or troopers. So they will support the NOPD. They will support the Louisiana State Police, and they absolutely do make a difference.
And we've heard the chief already express that she would welcome any help, that when the state police came in and they established Troop NOLA, she wasn't a part of that conversation. She didn't invite them. She didn't ask for them. But when they got here, she welcomed them and has found ways to work with them, as well as other federal assets from the FBI and other agencies. She said she would welcome the National Guard to help her, but not everyone's on board. We've heard others say that the lack of collaboration, and they don't want this to be a military state, and they don't think that it would be helpful.
Well, you know, we've never told the National Guard no after a hurricane. We didn't tell them no thank you after the terror attack. We didn't say we don't need your help for the Super Bowl, and we didn't ask them to leave for Mardi Gras. We embraced them. They made a difference. If they're deployed here again, they will make a difference. One of the advantages New Orleans has is the National Guard has developed and has a close working relationship with their partners in law enforcement. Unlike some of the other cities, they'd have to learn that. They have that knowledge already. I think that if we have the opportunity to take advantage of it, I don't think it's going to hurt anything. It didn't hurt tourism to have the National Guard here after the terror attack or for the Super Bowl or for Mardi Gras. Made everybody feel safer, and that's what the objective should be.
We're talking with Rafael Goyeneche. When we come back, we'll look at the latest crime statistics and how much could the Guard drive them down even lower. A lot of people argue crime's already going down. It's at historically low levels in many categories. Why do we need the Guard? We'll talk to Rafael Goyeneche about that after we check on WWL traffic. 8:55, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Rafael Goyeneche is with us from the Metro Crime Commission, talking about the leaked documents from the Pentagon that suggest the Trump administration is considering sending 1,000 National Guard troops and other federal assets to New Orleans after sending assets to Memphis. And the president said last week that in under 2 weeks, he could get the crime problem under control in the Crescent City. Raphael, there were 87 murders as of the last report that the Crime Commission put out on this past Tuesday, waiting for today's information. I got to imagine that the families of those 87 homicide victims, along with the people wounded in the 139 non-fatal shootings, might have different thoughts about this. But it always, to me, comes down to, we're arguing about how much crime is acceptable. And even though we have seen crime numbers down double digits in nearly every category, there's still a significant number of crimes being committed in New Orleans and in other cities where they talk about crime being down. And is it down enough that we say, okay, it's okay that 87 people have been murdered already this year in New Orleans? We don't need the National Guard to help.
No, absolutely. It's unacceptable. One homicide, one crime is one too many. And that is the mindset of everybody in law enforcement around the country. So keep in mind, in the city of New Orleans, we've seen the numbers of police officers plummet to a staffing level that we have never experienced before. We're down at least 300 to 350 officers. The state police that were established here, their goal is to have a 45-member troop. As we speak today, there's about 20, 25 members of this troop. So the state police and the NOPD are understaffed.
How many NOPD do we have now? It's less than 900 now, right?
Oh, it's to 800, because they're counting recruits. They're counting people that are out on sick and furlough. So, you know, we're really looking at a realistic number of about 800 officers. So the fact that crime is going down with the numbers that we have is a remarkable accomplishment. But by no means is that the, you know, a declaration of victory. Absolutely not. You know, the police department is doing everything in their power to rebuild their numbers, but that's going to take years. So what we saw after January 1st, the federal authorities came to the city and all of the sheriff's departments around the country, around the state responded to help. We saw crime go down. And if there's going to be 1,000 National Guardsmen in uniform, people don't commit crimes in front of uniformed police officers or uniformed troopers. They're not going to commit crimes in front of uniformed National Guardmen.
Can you think of any reason that you would give credence to not move forward with this plan?
No, absolutely. I would embrace it if I was in law enforcement and someone is offering me additional resources to better protect and serve the people of my community, I would embrace it. That's what the superintendent has said. She'll take it. You know, and I think everybody in law enforcement, and I predict that if they do come here, not only will we see crime go down in the corporate limits of the city of New Orleans, I think we'll see crime go down in the greater metropolitan area because of that presence.
Raphael Goyeneche, we always appreciate your insight and analysis and expertise. I know we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you for joining us here on WWL.
Sure.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. After the news, we're going to look at the latest polling in the race for mayor of New Orleans. We're less than a month out now from the October election date, the October 11th election date, and we now have polling showing that Helena Moreno is above 50%. Will she win it without a runoff? And we'll see who's in second place as well and get analysis from Clancy Dubose after the news here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.